Space is a war-fighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a space force.
Space Force!
Activate.
This is Big Sean.
It's your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? It's Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's a little homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man.
You know who it is. It's B.O.B.
Hey, yo, this is Eminem.
This is your boy Gucci Man LaFleur.
Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what up? It's your boy Darrell Music.
What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy Weezy.
What's up? This is Dr. Dre.
Yo, this is Usher.
It's your boy Drizzy Drake.
Hey, yo, check it out. This is your boy P. Diddy.
You are listening to WFOD, friend to the hip hop community.
Hamburger.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Cheers, mate.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. I don't have it up, don't call. leave us a message. We'll get to it next week.
Yeah, I want to play my drop. I haven't heard that song in a while.
What drop?
The voicemail drop.
Oh, yeah, we haven't played that in a while because nobody calls us drunk. we got a lot to discuss. There's a whole lot going on. I want to talk about light bulbs. I was thinking about not doing a show this week because we didn't have Travis. And, you know, in this day and age, the parlance of our times, you know.
And you were afraid to do a podcast.
Well, I mean, the uncertainty of you not getting here on time, don't know. But anyway, we're gonna do what we can do. You know what I'm saying? Do what we can do. I want to talk about light bulbs.
Okay.
I want to talk about how is that what is it? Leinenkugel's
pomegranate
shandy. They were very on sale, drunk, and I thought that me and you could enjoy an adult beverage together.
Cheers.
It has
a little bit more of a beer taste than I would have thought it did.
Figured they'd be real gross.
4.2 alcohol, though. That's not bad, right?
I guess. I don't know. I want to talk about light bulbs. When I bought the house, there was a light fixture that hung over where the dining room table goes. And okay. They had the light bulbs that have they kind of look like a flame.
Yeah.
You know, they're pointy.
Pointy at the end, sure, yeah.
That's what was in there. And so that's just what we've always put in there because we just assumed the people that lived there before us knew what kind of light bulbs to get. And so that's what we got. I was trying to figure out, what to call it to buy more.
Right.
I was thinking maybe getting a deal on the Amazon.
Sure.
And they said, hey, you should just use a standard A5 bulb on these. And I was like, well, fuck. I have plenty of those. So I went and put a standard A5 bulb in there, and it looks totally different than the other four. So this is, I can't just have one look totally different than the other four. These are not good. I don't like it. The Leinenkugel pomegranate shandy. It's too sweet.
I'll finish it just to be nice and whatnot, but
be polite.
Yeah.
You know, drunk, we have a sponsor.
Ooh.
We're going to try to. They're very demanding, this sponsor, and they're asking us to do station breaks on the tens.
On the tens.
Yeah. So we just got to keep an eye on things, and every couple of minutes we got to play another one of these ads.
Okay.
So got these light bulbs, and so I go to replace all of them.
because you don't want to be the hooge that only has the one light bulb that's different from the rest.
Right, but they got those curlicue lights. You know what I'm saying? The curlicue ones that save you.
Compact fluorescent bulbs.
Yeah, they save you money on your electric bill because they use less energy.
Right.
You know, because we're saving the earth. So I got four of the curlicue bulbs, need five. So I put it on my shopping list to go to Walmart and get
some more curly cube
bulbs. Don't make the curly cube bulbs anymore. They're gone.
You need to go to Menards, homie.
Now they got these LEDs, the LED bulbs. And I got some LEDs, and I got five of them just in case. But I put one in with the four curly cues. And they're all the same. You know, they got a...
It looks like a curly cue, but it's a LED.
Soft. No, it's not a curly cue. It looks like a light bulb, but it's an LED. But gotcha. It's the same color, so it's good enough. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, now they have two different colors. They have soft white, which is kind of a yellowish.
Right.
And then they have daylight.
Yep.
Which is kind of a harsher...
We use daylight at my house.
See, I think I'm going to daylight. Drunk. I think that because I bought daylight to go in the thing, and I was like, oh, you know what? This looks more like what a light should look like.
Yep.
So that's what I went with.
My entire house, nothing but daylight bulbs.
See, I didn't even know there was a difference. I'm getting into this whole thing. I just went and bought light bulbs. Right. I never really paid attention to
you can still get those old school incandescents if you like. I'm not a fan though.
Like the regular light bulb bulbs?
Yeah, sure can.
Don't like it? In the chat, he says, very on sale. Yes, Anchor. The Leinen Kugel pomegranate shandies were very, very on sale. They were super, super cheap. And now I have four of them, and I don't like them. So I don't know what I'm going to do with the other two. Guess I need to have a party.
Your wife won't drink them?
Oh, no. She's not going to drink this shit. we got a sponsor. We got to talk about the sponsor here. So hold on a second.
Kids just love the crispity, crunchy taste of new Kellogg's Crunch.
It's good.
Oh, give me that box, you little bastard, or I'll kill your whole fucking family.
Oh, not today. Kellogg's Crunch is just for kids.
I want it, and I don't care how many dead children I have to leave in my wake to get it.
Kellogg's Crunch, the taste you'll go crazy for.
It says that they stopped making those curlicue light bulbs in 2016.
So that's how long it's been since you bought a light bulb.
I haven't bought a light bulb. So, I'm telling you guys things that...
2 years old.
2 years old? How come nobody told me about these light bulbs? I've been living in a curlicue light bulb world, drunk.
That's how long they last. So you did good on choosing the light bulb, but now we're on to the next thing.
An emphasis will be placed on more efficient LED light bulbs, which are brighter, use less energy, and last longer. In addition, they do not use dangerous chemicals such as mercury. Huh? Yeah, they were a little pricey. They're a bit on the pricey side, though. LED bulbs, but they last a really long time, right?
They say they last 20 years. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, how do you sell more light bulbs then? You know, how do you keep your shit going if you...
What's more important, selling light bulbs or the environment?
Well, I mean, if I'm in the business of selling light bulbs, then selling light bulbs. I mean, how do you make more money if you're selling 20-year light bulbs? I guess there's always somebody needing light bulbs, though, right?
Yep.
Everybody's buying a new ceiling fan.
Absolutely.
Dumbass forgot to take the light bulb out of their light bulb thing.
Yep.
And you're charging $10 instead of a dollar. Maybe that's better.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe are they cheaper than light bulbs? We need to get into this whole light bulb thing. Like, there's got to be like some kind of...
We need to create our own light bulbs?
Like the curlicue light bulb? Where did those go? What did we do with them all?
Throw them away?
I was very distressed when I went into Walmart and didn't see any of the curlicue light bulbs because I thought that was the wave of the future. I thought that I should invest in a whole shitload of curlicue light bulbs. I had a whole bunch of them in my house. Were they bad the whole time?
No, they weren't. They were better than the standard incandescent. That's for sure.
I still got a regular whole bunch of light bulbs.
Yeah, those are not good. But the new ones.
The LEDs.
The LEDs.
It's the way of the future.
Until 2020 when the other new thing comes.
So, you know, the I heard about this Great Pacific Garbage Patch that they got out there. I think it's out by Hawaii. I think it's all garbage from, you know, when they had that nuclear thing in Japan?
Yeah.
It's all garbage from that. And they say that it's just a big pile of garbage out in the ocean.
It started before then, but yeah, it's bigger than the United States. You never heard about this?
Well, they said it's bigger than France. It's probably not bigger than the United States.
No, yeah. It's.
I mean, if it's bigger than the United States, it's also bigger than France.
Yeah.
But see, we got all this garbage, Drunk. What are we going to do with all the garbage? Where is it all going to go? It's just going to keep, we're going to keep getting more goddamn garbage, Drunk.
Well, they could probably put it in this landfill in St. Louis because it's going to get vaporized here soon anyway.
Also, once it blows up, we can start filling it up with more garbage. See, Trump said that we're going to start a space force, which I'm pretty excited about. And the space force, I think that it's just going to go out there and wage war with the galaxy. But the space force should probably be sending like undesirables and trash out into space,
yeah,
to get rid of it.
Okay,
because I think that the people think that what we're gonna do,
so turn ocean trash into space trash,
is we're just gonna wally up there once we fuck this place up, and we're just gonna be floating around out in the galaxy, and you know this place is just gonna be full of our trash,
right?
But I mean, there ain't no air up there and shit. You know, it's like all it's bad. It's probably cold. I mean, Mars is fucking cold.
I would reckon,
right?
Yeah.
It sucks.
So you're going opposites. Say send all the trash out.
Well, like I put my garbage can out every week to get it out of my house,
mm-hmm.
And that's what we do, right?
Yep.
Launch all the trash into space. There's so much room up there to get rid of the trash. We'll go out into the Pacific Ocean. We'll get all that the France-sized trash. And we got to get Elon Musk to launch it all into space.
Okay. I think we need to find a more economical way to get to space first, but...
Well, I mean, we don't have to get to space. We just have to send stuff out there.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like as we currently stand... what we can propel out there is not like we can't ship out what we need to as of right now.
Why not? Is it that expensive? Didn't Red Bull send a guy into space?
Well, almost space.
Selling some goddamn energy drinks there.
Yeah,
there?
But I mean, how much of a payload is that? Fucking couple hundred pounds? Me and you can go through a couple hundred pounds.
Just do it every day.
Month.
Every day we get rid of some garbage, send it out into space. Send some undesirables with it to make sure that it gets where it needs to go.
Yeah.
What was that Matt Damon movie? I didn't see it, but there's like
Martian
a
or whatever.
No, the Matt Damon movie where like he got a rocket pack and went and to the place where Jodie Foster was, and he was like, "Hey, you should remember us. You guys are all living good."
Oh yeah,
That could be us. Drunk. We could be living good. In a garbage-free existence.
In outer space.
No, the garbage goes to outer space. We're not going to outer space. Mm-hmm. We gotta stay here. This is where it's good. Not cold. It's not stupid.
I mean, it can get cold here.
My trash bill's really, really cheap.
Yep.
Make my trash bill more. We're saving the earth, Drunk. It might get expensive. Charge me double for my Elysium in the chat. Elysium. See, Matt Damon, he lived on like the bad planet where like the normal people lived. And then like a bunch of good people went and lived on a different planet. And they just like left all the shitheads behind. But like, why should we leave?
Probably because it'll be nicer.
We stay here. We send the trash people into space with the garbage.
Yeah.
And they live like Ray Liotta in No Escape.
Okay.
And we'll film them for our entertainment. Because that's all we watch on the television is the garbage people. We watch the garbage people and we send out our garbage. I did not see the movie Anchor, and the anchor in the chat is asking if I saw Elysium. No, I got the gist of it, though. They go and live on a different planet, and they leave the garbage people on Earth. And then the garbage people on Earth are totally jealous that all the good people went and lived somewhere else. They were like, well, fuck these guys. We want to go to the good planet. And so they, like, get jetpacks, and they try to go to the other planet. And when they do, the other planet's like, no, you guys stay down there, and they shoot them.
Then this is Mike's movie synopsis.
we gotta do another break from our sponsor.
Okay, nope.
Kids just love the crispity, crunchy taste of new Kellogg's Crunch.
Mmm, it's good.
Walls with the blood of every last one of you. If you don't give me a bowl of that cereal.
Oh, not today. Kellogg's Crunch is just for kids.
Oh, they don't even have money. Why are you even marketing to them? You're making me do this. Here, I have cash. Take it.
Kellogg's Crunch, the taste you'll go crazy for.
It sounds delicious. I could go for some Kellogg's Crunch.
Do they still do that thing? I don't watch many cartoons anymore. Do they still do that thing where, like, there's a mascot that really wants the cereal, but they can't have it.
Like the leprechaun from Lucky Charms.
Yeah, like he wants the Lucky Charms like really bad, and the kids are like, "No, fuck you, cartoon
leprechaun." Or the rabbit from Trix.
Yeah, I mean he's on the box.
Silly rabbit, Trix are for
he's
kids.
A spokesperson, but he can't ever have it. You can't have it. It's just for kids. You can't have it. That's fucked up, isn't it? It's kind of bullying, right? And in the parlance of our times, is it okay to still?
Well, that was the 90s. You could get away with it then.
But do they still do it?
I don't know. I don't watch kid shows.
Like a honeycomb, me one honeycomb.
Yeah.
I mean, like, why is that?
Or the Kooky Crisp dog.
The Kooky Crisp, yeah, and he had the burglar. The burglar and the dog.
Yeah.
That's what happened was the fucking burglar, he was doing really good. And then that fucking dog started squawking and he fucked everything up.
I know, right? It's crazy.
Cookie Crook. That was his fucking name. And the Cookie Cop would come and arrest him because he was trying to get that Cookie Crisp. And then the dog started making noise. But that's what they always do. The kids are enjoying the cereal. And the cartoon shows up, wants the cereal. And they say, no, cartoon, you can't have cereal. Why can't he?
Well, I know they still got the bee for the Cheerios because I see those commercials now and again.
Does the bee get the Cheerios, though? I don't know if
he only puts honey on the Cheerios.
I think the bee's pretty cool. Like, the bees, he's one with the kids. He's fine with it.
Yeah, he's the bee's knees.
But that little spazzy fur thing that wants a honeycomb?
Yeah.
Never gets it.
Honeycomb, me want honeycomb.
Never gets it. Trix Rabbit, they don't give fucking Trix Rabbit any right. cereal. I don't understand why. Why doesn't he just go get some? Like, why are they telling him no? If he wants it that goddamn bad, what's the big fucking deal? Do they have a shortage? Are they going to run out?
I know. It is kind of a crazy concept, isn't it?
It's stupid.
Because I like cereal still.
It's teaching our kids.
I don't like kids' cereal, but I like cereal.
Teaching our kids to bully.
Yeah.
Like, you should share. You know, there's a guy who's desperate for some fucking cereal. Give him some.
Right.
What's your fucking problem?
So do you have different cereal milk than you do, like, regular drinking milk?
No, but let's explore this. You have two different kinds of milk?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay, what are the difference between the two?
Well, you got to have the thicker milk for the cereal.
What do you mean, like a 1% or like a whole milk?
Like a 2 or a whole, and then like a, you know, a skim or a 1 for your drinking milk.
Do you buy a smaller container of one than
no, the other? Usually you get the full gallon.
In the chat, they're asking what kind of cereal that you like.
Generally, I'm more of the adult cereals.
Explain this adult cereal. You like something that doesn't have a cartoon mascot.
Right.
So like a Frosted Flake. I mean, I would say that Frosted Flakes are for adults.
And I generally go for the generic brand of them, too. Usually it's like a Chex or...
Chex sucks, though,
Raisin
right?
Bran.
Chex isn't good.
Corn Flakes.
just regular old fucking cornflakes?
No sugar. Yep. Just cornflakes.
That's gross. It's not good.
I do prefer Raisin Bran to cornflakes.
And you have a thicker milk. What benefit do you get from the thicker milk?
I don't know. It just tastes better. I think it absorbs the cereal better.
So did you make a conscious decision to go into the daylight bulbs? Or did it just sort of work out that way? Like,
I was at the Menards, and you know, they had it to like a display to say, hey, this is what this one looks like. This is what this one looks like. And
he like, said, right, I reckon I like that daylight bulb.
Yep. And I, you know, they got the big old economy packs. There's like fucking 30 bulbs for like $18 or some shit. So bada bing, bada boom.
See, the problem that I think I've had is that like we bought a whole bunch of different kinds of lamps that require like different kinds of bulbs. I got so many different fucking bulbs laying around. I don't know what to do with them all. And, you know, we got one lamp that takes special bulbs, and then we got the bulbs in the...
Sounds like you need to get rid of that lamp.
...range hood, and we got fucking all kinds of crazy different bulbs, and I don't know if everything comes in daylight, but I tell you, I think I would rather be a daylight guy, but, you know, the economical part of me says, oh, well, we got to wait till these burn out first, right? And then by the time they burn out, I might have just forgotten about the whole thing. See, because, you know, things are fleeting with me. I forget about them very quickly.
Yes.
I would probably be really bad on Mars.
Because you'd leave everything on there.
Because you gotta remember to put your head thing on, or you die.
Right.
And I mean, I leave the house without my keys wallet and all the time. Leave. You know what? The more goddamn times I leave the house, and I forget to put a belt on, and then I'm pulling my pants up all day. You know.
What are you more likely to forget? Your wallet or your cell phone?
Never forget my cell phone.
Never forget the cell phone.
See, the thing with my wallet is a lot of times I leave my wallet in the car.
Yeah.
A lot of times I go into stores and I go around and pick out all my various items and I get in line and realize I left my wallet in the car. That happens probably once a week. I'm a big fucking dunderhead drunk.
So do you put everything away or do you just leave the card up front and then go get your wallet?
I think getting shipped off to Mars, though, would be like a really good deterrent. I think that, you know, if you're here and like you're going to do a bid, you know, in the clink, in the joint, in the slammer, in the pin, you know what I'm saying?
You should make them go to Mars.
It's like a country club in there. They pump iron and they get buff and they get 3 squares a day. And, you know, it's all fun and games.
Well, that's American prison.
Send them to fucking Mars, Drew.
Or send them to Thailand.
Where they can battle. That's what they did with Australia, isn't it? Isn't Australia just a country founded on undesirable somewhere else?
But really the undesirables were like, you know, 4-year-old orphan kids and, you know, Oliver Twist types.
Orphan kids?
Yeah.
So they sent orphans there? They weren't like bad people? They were just...
Some of them were, but...
Like babies that nobody wanted?
Yeah. Took them to Australia.
We'd probably send them too. Right?
I guess.
I mean, it's the harsh reality, Drunk. We got a lot of orphans.
Yep.
Send the homeless to Mars. Just send everybody to Mars. We got to have like a clean utopia. I got to see that Elysium movie. So, I think
who are you keeping on Earth?
Just the good people.
Who?
People that enjoy a nice Leinenkugel pomegranate shandy.
So who gets to determine the good people?
Well, you know, if you do bad, then you'll go.
Who's the moral compass on if you do something bad?
The authorities.
Who's the authorities?
Well, the same way that we know who goes to jail and stuff.
Well, just because you think something's bad doesn't necessarily think I think
you're right.
Bad.
We have a laws.
But who come up with those? Some fucking schmoes in the fucking 1776?
You're drunk. Nobody's going to change the laws. It's going to be the same laws that we all abide by now. And we're going to send them up. You know, they got rid of the Craigslist personal ads.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to say we could start there.
What'd they do that for?
They got rid of them. They just said, you know, this is more trouble than it's worth. We're just going to do away with it. You know, like the men seeking women and the women seeking men and the missed connections and
all
that.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. It just went down. I heard them bitching about it on morning radio today because they do a bit.
Yeah.
About Craigslist freaks.
Yeah.
And they were bummed out that they couldn't do their bit anymore. They're like, oh, this ruins our whole bit. And I was like, oh, your bit was to read Craigslist ads. Maybe come up with a new fucking bit.
Well, I mean, if you had a bit that you've been actually doing for like a couple years, you'd be upset too. Your problem is you don't ever stick to a bit, so...
Drunk, I'd say we lost quite a few bits recently. Don't know if you noticed, Drunk. A lot of bits have gone by the wayside. You know what you do?
You move on.
Make new bits.
You drink your pomegranate shandy.
You get some Leinenkugel pomegranate shandy. These are not good. They're too sweet.
They're not great.
They taste like a...
How many ounces is this?
It's too many ounces, Drunk. We should have just split one of these.
Right? This has got to be at least a 16-ounce can. This thing is huge.
Oh, boy.
Yep, 16 fluid ounces, one pint.
So, I guess we'll take a break.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. We got to do another thing from our sponsor, Drunk. I am pretty excited because one of my favorite things happened.
Nice.
You know, I have my things that I like.
You do have your things.
Should I tease it?
Yeah, give it a little.
Drunk. I don't know if you were here when last April when Hamburger Helper dropped their mixtape.
No.
One of my favorite things that's ever happened. Hamburger Helper dropped a mixtape, and Drunk. We did a whole show on Hamburger Helper's mixtape because it was fucking fire, yo.
Okay.
This is Hamburger Helper's mixtape.
But I won't stop. No, they really try to talk about this beat, man. Talking about this beat like we ain't been in the game for 50 years.
It's a long intro, bro. But it's worth it. And it's fire, yo.
I've been in the kitchen, whipping. I've been chefing it. Mix it with my left hand. Water whipping and I'm stirring. Y'all want beef and I'm a serving.
Drunk, this whole mixtape.
Hamburger Helper's mascot's awesome. I forgot how
he's only got four fingers. This whole mixtape. The song's about Hamburger Helper.
It's been on the stove so long, might burn my lip. It just gotta stay around me just in case I trip.
I love
it.
You missed this?
I got it against my grip.
All right, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but guys, there's a whole goddamn Hamburger Helper mixtape of hip-hop songs about Hamburger Helper, and we were so fucking excited about it. We had people sending us songs. Bert sent us a rap song. I think Travis did a rap song about a macaroni and cheese or something. Liquid paid a guy on fucking Fiverr to make us a macaroni and cheese rap song. We got really into it, Drunk.
Okay.
And like we wanted to feel that joy again, and like we went
well don't give them too much. There's a tease.
No, I think I'm in it now, Drunk. We wanted to feel that joy again, and I mean, like we had little romances throughout, like, you know, like the Dippin' Dots guys, they made a song. And, like, we felt good about the Dippin' Dots song, but it wasn't the same. You know, it was just kind of...
There's so many flavors.
I've never had a Dippin' Dot.
You never had a Dippin' Dot?
No, what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point? It's the ice cream of the future, Drunk.
So the only time I ever see a Dippin' Dot is at the stadium, and they're like, fucking $8 for this itty-bitty little thing.
You got them at the zoo.
of Dippin' Dots.
The problem, Drunk.
You can't buy them at the store.
Well, the reason you can't buy them at the store is because they have to remain so cold, or else they'll just melt. Because they're like flash frozen with like dry ice or
so
something.
So they've been the ice cream of the future for the last 20-something years, and I can't even buy them in the store.
Drunk, technology hasn't caught up to the Dippin' Dot yet. But one day, they might. So we had the Dippin' Dots song.
I see imitators, but Dippin' Dots are greater. I want them.
And like, it was fun. It was fun. But, you know, like, it was just like we were chasing that high. You know, when, like, the first time you truly find something that makes you happy.
Absolutely.
And then, like, you know, every time after that, like, you're trying to replicate it, but you just can't find it. Well, Drunk,
you found it.
Somebody else made a mixtape, Drunk.
So you smoked the marijuana, couldn't get that high, and went to heroin. Found your heroin.
You're chasing the goddamn dragon, Drunk, is what you're doing. You're chasing the dragon. And we found it. We found the dragon, Drunk. The dragon is coming up after the break.
Nice. That's how you tease it right there. Boom.
After a word from our sponsor.
Kids just love the crispity, crunchy taste of new Kellogg's Crunch.
All right, stop with all the only for kids bullshit, okay? I've had enough. This is me officially suing you for discrimination. I'll see you in court, buddy.
Kellogg's Crunch, the cereal everyone can enjoy.
WFOD!
You've seen Straight Out of Compton. You've seen All Eyes on Me. But in 2018, you will see the true face of hip-hop.
You ain't never gonna make it out of this suburban New Mexico life, X.
But I need to do my raps.
For the first time on screen, the true story of Exhibit's rise to fame.
Make some noise!
We love you, Exhibit!
All of the struggles.
After three successful seasons, we have decided not to renew your cable television show.
The obligatory run-ins with the law.
Hello?
X, they revoked your license to drive in the Netherlands because you were going 160 in a 100. I guess your appearance at the charity race is canceled.
You've never seen a hip-hop biopic like this one. X to the Z, coming soon.
Tupac, Machiavelli, the Don, representing Death Row. Get what you heard, the only station that's truly representing for the streets.
Strangelabel.com.
We have set up home with a man who's half my age. In a leotard stands on my stage. The standards have fallen, my value has dropped, but don't shed a tear. Some walk like they own the place, whilst others creep in fear. Try if you can to walk like a man, but you a derelict man who had died out of shame, like a jumble sail left out in the rain. It's no good, it's not right. standards have fallen, my value has dropped. But don't shed a tear. Some walk like they own the place, whilst others creep in fear. Try if you can to walk like a man, but you, you don't come near. You got to fly like an eagle, prowl like a lion in Africa, leap like a salmon home from the sea. And keep up with me. You got to walk like a panther tonight. Walk like a panther tonight.
So we got an email the other day.
Where did you leave your
and me and Travis were talking about it. It was a PR lady who was offering us the singer from Chicago.
Okay.
Me and Travis were like, oh, yeah, you know, Chicago.
Yeah, totally wrong.
26 or 4 to 4.
Right, 4, 6, 7, 9.
4, 6, 7, 5. they did Dust in the Wind, too, right?
No.
Is that not Chicago?
That's not Chicago.
Are you sure it's not Chicago?
Positive.
Anyway, so we were like, oh, that's cool. So I looked the guy up. The guy was the singer.
Dust in the Wind is Kansas.
You know, Chicago, Kansas. the guy that she was offering us to interview, he was the singer of Chicago from 2016 to 2018.
Oh, nice. So like the Asian guy from...
you know, in their prime and like their really good years. Like, oh, yeah. This guy was the singer of Chicago.
Right, so like the Asian guy from Journey. Perfect.
I'd talk to the Asian guy from Journey.
I would too. I heard he's awesome.
Hey, he's a cool guy. A little Filipino fella.
All right, I'm going to do it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do it.
You going to chug that gross Leinenkugel? So, yeah, you got to be careful with these PR folks, because they'll try to slip one by you. Like when they say, hey, you want to talk to the star of Jean-Claude Van Johnson? So, before the break, I teased. Guys, we really got into the Hamburger Helper mixtape for a time, and we were making our own fun food themed rap songs, and like, you know, we were chasing that high. This past week, Wendy's, the fast food restaurant Wendy's Drunk, put out a 5-song mixtape called "We Beefin'."
I think you should start with number 5.
It's a song about the 4 for $4, their classic meal that you can get at lunchtime drunk. It's a burger and 4 chicken nuggets and fries and a drink. 4 for the low price of $4. You want to hear 4 for $4?
I do.
Four that lick the best. 4 for $4, forget the rest. 4 for $4, you getting blessed.
Now, is this appropriating culture, Drunk? Would you say? Do you think that they're...
So what you're saying is Dave Thomas wouldn't have let this happen.
No, I'm saying, you know, should like the blacks be mad about this? Should the blacks say, hey, Wendy's, you're appropriating our culture, is what you're talking
I don't understand your question. Why would they be mad about that?
Well, I mean, like,
They're getting the word out, right?
About Wendy's?
Yeah.
Are they getting the word out about hip-hop? You think that there's, like, people hearing the We Beefin' mixtape who has never heard of rap, who is just like, you know, I've avoided rap up until now. But I'll tell you, if my favorite hamburger joint is making a mixtape, then I'm on board.
Maybe they're just trying to let the African American community know that, hey, we got cheap food too.
Cold with the flaws, but the meat ain't frosty. Say I'm too smug, but I can't keep them off me.
We need a thing you can seem too saucy. Hashtag legend, I can't keep these fakes above me. Who got the twang up in their sauce, yeah? Who got them things that hit so hard, yeah? Who got the flavor? Please pop the brakes, yeah. I'm grilling them all, ain't taking no names, so stop it. You better stop it. See me falling off is not an option. I see you plotting, trying to wonder how we...
Now, they take some real disses at Burger King and McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering if it's a possibility that we could have like a whole like East Coast, West Coast
fast food chain
rap battle where Ronald McDonald, you know, sends out a diss track back at Wendy and then the king gets involved.
Yeah.
And it's a whole fucking thing. Like, really, the Hamburger Helper, they didn't diss anybody. They just were confessing their love
for
the many varieties of noodle products that you can put into a hamburger, pound of hamburger.
Well, they also have like Chicken Helper and whatnot too, right?
Yeah, but they didn't talk about
the
those.
Tuna Helper.
I think maybe that's just like a happy surprise. You go to,
right.
You know, I don't think Hamburger Helper really talks about their other helpers. I think they just have them. And they get, but they get you hooked on Hamburger Helper because that's what they do. They're the Hamburger Helper guys. And then you're like, you know, I like Hamburger Helper. Maybe I'll try this Tuna Helper, which I've never done. Have you ever tried anything other than?
Oh yeah, the Tuna Helper is good.
You had Tuna Helper?
Oh yeah, real good.
Huh. We got Holding It Down. Can't help but feel like this is appropriating their culture.
Well, I guess then stop playing it. if you're against it, why broadcasting it?
Drunk It's Fire, yo.
Mickey Bleep was trying to beef, it's time to finish now. The team can handle any problem, that's our principal. You get it now, Chicken Shack, you acting really wild. Quiet that down, Wendy's leave them all without a sound. This ain't no cakewalk, we run the town for many miles.
So you know how back in the day I talked about the Mick gangbang?
I don't recall it. Is this when you have...
you get a McDouble and a McChicken, and you put the chicken patty in between the two patties. Boom.
So you have two hamburger patties, cheese, and a chicken patty.
Right.
And then you just throw away the other bun?
Yeah, that's what I do. Some people double bun it, but I don't.
Double bun it?
Yeah.
So do you use the buns that have the ketchup and mustard?
Yeah, I use the hamburger bun, not the McChicken bun. That's just my preference. Anyway, for Wendy's, I have basically the same version of that. You get their 4 for $4, right?
You're going to put some chicken nuggets on your
double stack, burger? And then you flip open the patty, and then you put your 4 nuggets in between the two patties, and then you gotta get your thing of sweet and sour sauce.
And you put sweet and sour sauce on the burger?
Over the nuggets. So you got bun, patty, 4 nuggets, sweet and sour sauce, patty, bun. Delicious.
Huh. No, I don't want to do that.
Fine, get barbecue sauce.
You know, I'm kind of like one of those guys that, you know, keeps all his food separate on his plate. I eat one thing at a time. Like, you know, when I get my meal, I eat all of my fries.
Yeah,
and then I'll eat my sandwich. I'm not.
Well, you got to fries first because they get cold quickly.
Yeah,
and you can't. There's nothing worse than a cold French fry.
Right.
Although I am with Jody B in the chat. I can't wait till every restaurant is Taco Bell.
You know, they just kind of keep making new things out of their same shit.
That's,
like they're just like,
it's fine,
guys. We got this new taco. It has the chili cheese on it that we had in our chili cheese burrito, but now it's the chili cheese taco. And they're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, but they had the fried chicken shell, and they got the Doritos Locos.
They only had that for like a couple of weeks, and then they got rid of it.
It was like 6 weeks.
I don't know why they hype these things and then they get
rid of them. Good. Probably because they couldn't keep them in fucking stock.
Drunk,
fucking
I'll tell delicious. You. The Taco Bell French fries.
Not good.
Love them.
No.
Taco Bell French fries, really good. You get the Taco Bell Bel Grande fries. They dump a whole bunch of shit on the fries. Then it's
I only got, maybe I went to the wrong Taco Bell. I only had them the one time. Not great.
Jody's writing raps in our chat room. If you'd like to perform that, you can. But it does have the N word in it, so I don't think that we should. I don't know if
Jody, leave a message on the. On the Skypes, what is it? 636.
I don't know if the fast food restaurants can get away with dropping N-bombs in their burger wraps. It's 636-487-HAND.
Yeah, leave us a voicemail with your little rap, and we will get it out.
Yeah. If Taco Bell made a mixtape, I would just be elated. Like, we would have to...
whole show. We just hour have and to a half, whole just show. Dedicated.
Straight to the Taco Bell mixtape.
No break, no nothing. No sponsors.
Rest in Greece is
you gonna get that work. Redhead with some pigtails, better check the score of these meals sale. Now that's better, I'm so clever, my bar's chilly, better grab a sweater. You block my tweets, can't squash the beef, and you check my feet and your eyes swelling. How you love that?
These straight facts,
trying to take the swag, but you don't want it back. I'm a boss chick, and they hate with that.
But we try to put better play back.
It is sassy.
Why your ice cream machine always broke? Why your drive through always slow? Why your innovation just can't grow? It's queen when you need to say mo. Nope, that baconator go crazy. That spicy chicken go crazy. You can take a fry and dip it in a sauce and still be so tasty. Them little tweets don't faze me. Nope. McDonald's be so lazy. Wow. I know the reason you hate me, cause I'm fast food's first lady.
You know, I had an idea for a horror movie.
Okay.
You know, that
I'll let you know how bad it sucks. Bring it on.
Have they made like an extreme sports horror movie yet?
Horror? No.
Like like Triple X, but it's horror. You know, like some guys go skydiving and like there's a crazy guy that is on the plane with them and he like goes and gets them all while they're falling.
Well, didn't they have that one movie with like Wesley Snipes at the hockey rink?
Wesley Snipes was not at a hockey rink. That never happened. Are you talking about Sudden Death with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No. Well, I thought it was Bruce Willis. I don't remember. It was the 90s. It was a long time ago.
And there was a bomb in a hockey rink.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Jean-Claude Van Damme. It was called Sudden Death. It was an amazing movie.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with horror. That's an action movie.
Okay.
There was terrorists that were holding a hockey game
scary,
hostage.
That's scary, right?
Jean-Claude Van Damme knocked out Tom Barrasso and dressed up in Tom Barrasso's goalie gear. And went out and made a big save so that he could incorporate his split into the movie at some point.
Ken Riggett was better than Tom Barrasso anyway.
I agree with you. See, the funny thing about it was, Drunk, is that Jean-Claude Van Damme, with no previous hockey experience, was able to...
Just skate like the Dickens, huh?
Well, not only that, but he like got dressed so quick.
Yeah.
You know, like there was somebody coming and like he knocked out Tom Barrasso, took off all his goalie gear, put all of it back on himself, tricked them into thinking he was Tom Barrasso.
I've never put on goalie garb. I put on, you know, regular skater garb.
I think that, like, he just called a timeout and, like, went and took a piss in the locker room, which I don't think they let you do.
No.
I don't think that, you're ever going to come in a situation where, like, the goalie in the game is going to be like, guys, I'm going to go to the locker room for a minute. I'll be right back. And, like, nobody's with him, and he's able to knock the guy out. But they had to get that split in there. It was a Jean-Claude Van Damme staple. They had to do it.
Yeah.
But no, I'm talking about, you know, like a horror movie. There's, like, an extreme sports horror man.
Okay, what kind of extreme sports are we talking about?
Oh, he
snowboarding halfpipe?
All of them. He does all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, the leprechaun went to the hood, but this guy can go to like the half pipes and he can like, you know, go do the the wheelie ramps and the he does all that stuff, and he's like really good at it.
So it takes place in like say Aspen or Vail or
just
something.
Anybody looking for kicks.
Park City, Utah.
Yeah, it's like Point Break, but see, Point Break was like an action movie with like a bank robbers and stuff. I'm talking about a horror film.
So are there like zombies involved, or
maybe it could be zombies drunk. No, not zombies. Vampires, maybe?
Werewolves.
Werewolves. Now we're talking. They don't do many werewolves anymore.
Mummies.
When's the last time we had a good werewolf?
I don't know.
It's been too long.
Teen Wolf, Michael Jackson.
That was way too long.
That's the last good one.
We need some extreme sports werewolves that like eat people. They're like real, real angry werewolves. The bloodthirsty kind, but they are also way into extreme sports. Okay. The werewolves, they were skiing
or snowboarding
and there was an avalanche and the wolves came and bit them and turned them into werewolves. And so maybe there was some other extreme sports people that sabotaged them.
Okay.
And so now they have like revenge on all extreme sports people.
I'm not going to poo-poo your idea just yet.
Jason just killed people camping.
Right.
Jason was like, fuck all campers forever.
Okay.
He said, if you're camping, fuck you. A camper killed my mom once. I'm done with campers.
Well, it can't be Mike Myers because he walks too slow.
No, it's some werewolves. It's some. Jody's suggesting a CrossFit Carnage. That's not bad. I like that name. We could work with that. It's a start. That could be like the working title until we come up with a better one. You know what I mean? So, but you got some big stunts, which people love. They love the action junkies drunk.
Okay.
Mixed with horror, which is so hot right now. And we bring back the werewolves because it's been too long.
So can we do like a incorporate it with like just another movie that already exists, or
what do you mean?
I mean, we turn it into like Scream 6 or something, except it takes place, you know, at the
No, we're starting our own thing.
At the
I'm not paying Wes Craven for licensing. This is going to sell itself. We got these great scenes and you know the extreme sports and we get some werewolves. It's going to be big. Like, you know,
I know what you did last winter.
All these people do these extreme sports, and they don't really feel is dangerous anymore. I want to put the fear back in them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody just thinks they're invincible. We got to put the fear back in them.
Okay.
Don't you know? You remember when the Blair Witch Project came out, and everybody was afraid to go in the woods?
I was never afraid to go in the woods, but okay.
Weren't you afraid to go into the woods?
I'm a Boy Scout, of course not.
When was the last time you camped drunk?
Last year.
You go camping sometimes?
Occasionally. Well, nowadays, now that I'm older, it's more like setting up a tent and getting drunk, but...
Like right by your car?
Right, like a float trip kind of place.
You go to like a...
For
like
those who... don't live in Missouri and don't know what a float trip is. You just kind of get on a raft and float down the river and drink your booze all day.
Just float down the river? Is float trips a regional reference?
It is.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. I think that float trips have been depicted in many a motion picture.
No, I mean, maybe.
You get in a boat, you float, you drink beer.
Yep.
That's a float trip.
Yeah, well, my brother had a friend from Minnesota, and when they came here, they went on a float trip, and she's like, what's a float trip? Like, she never heard of it before, so I assume that float trip is a regional reference.
Huh. So are we going to drink the other two Leinenkugel pomegranate shandies next week?
If you must, I mean.
Got to get rid of them drunk. They were really on sale.
I finished mine. How much did you spend on a four pack?
It's like $2.50.
Oh my god, super, that is really on sale.
Really cheap drunk.
$2.50 for a four pack of 16-ounce cans. Wow.
Well, what do you think? We got Clownin'. That's the only other song we haven't.
I see. This is making fun of McDonald's.
Yeah, because their mascot's a clown.
Right.
They're throwing down the gauntlet, is what they're doing.
It's the Wendy, I'ma say it yet again. Don't be silly, you can never mess with this. To beef with me, you don't wanna take that risk. And after this, bet you think about who you diss. It's the Wendy, I'ma say it yet again. Don't be silly, you can never mess with this. To beef with me, you don't wanna take that risk. And after this, bet you think about who you diss. No. Let me go and set the record straight. Before you speak my name, you better think and hesitate. Got nothing to hide, we fresh on.
Do you think this hurts your street cred? Like, if you're the one who made this, you know, like,
fuck no.
I mean, like, you know,
you know how much Wendy's these fuckers are probably getting just to fucking make these tracks?
Like, I guess, would you put this on your rap resume? Would you say, like, hey,
straight up Happy Gilmore, Subway for Life? That's what these people are getting right now.
I was the one who Milli Vanilli'd the Wendy's mixtape. Like, would you tell people? Would you?
Fuck yes.
Like, you know, when a stand-up comedian goes
up on... Would you tell people if you did the Hamburger Helper raps?
Fuck yeah, those are fire.
So are these.
When you're a stand-up comedian, you go up on stage and they're like, you know him from Comedy Central. And, you know, like if you were going to do like a rap open mic, is that a thing? That's probably not a thing. Where do you go to practice your raps?
8 Mile.
Do people say, you know her from the Wendy's We Beefin' mixtape? or do you leave that off?
I'm not sure. I would bring it. I'd be like, yep.
You'd claim it?
I'm proud.
I wonder if maybe she has like a non-disclosure, you know, maybe she can't claim it. Maybe they want to keep up the illusion that this was the Wendy.
Yeah. Maybe it was Wendy.
The thing where the companies are snarky with people on Twitter and they become like a trending thing, I don't know if I like it.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I understand.
You're snarky. You get after people on Twitter.
Yeah, but I don't like it when other people do it. Like, there's...
So you're the only person that can have any sort of snark on Twitter?
Well, I don't know. It's weird when Wendy's does it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm doing it as me. Wendy's is doing it as a...
I feel like a lot of, you know, like pro sports teams and whatnot do it too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, the Las Vegas Golden Knights Twitter account, you know, they're like have a personality and I don't know how I feel about it.
Why?
I guess it's fine.
You were the one getting all ippity about the St. Louis Blues Twitter feed the other day.
Oh, you know what, drunk.
Mr. Negative Nancy over there. Guess what? I was feeling it, and guess what? We won that game, and now we're in the playoffs, kind of.
Yeah, if the playoffs started today.
If the playoffs started today.
Right. But I mean, like, you limp into the playoffs.
Okay, fucking, what was it? 10 years ago, the Kings limped into the playoffs, and they won the motherfucking Stanley Cup. Don't be all negative on me, Mike. You got to have the belief. I thought you bleed blue. Come on now, Mike.
I'm over it.
Ugh. I hate you.
You know, at the trade deadline, like we got rid of like one of our high dollar players because we were just like, you know what?
Because fuck them. We don't need them.
We're not going to make the playoffs. Fuck it.
And well, we weren't going to re-sign him.
Dumped his ass.
It was at the end of his last year of his contract. We weren't going to re-sign him.
Right.
Might as well get something for him.
Maybe I do like it when. See, I don't know if I believe what I say or not. I'm going to listen back to this and say, no, I like Wendy's Twitter account. I think it's funny when they shit on people.
you're the find your own opinion on air guy, aren't you?
Just saying stuff, drunk. Just saying stuff.
It happens.
Yeah. Do you have something you want the people to know about? Do you have like a
pick of the week?
Yeah, you have like a, would you say like a pick of the week?
My pick of the week is We Beefing. It's Wendy's mixtape. Fuck yeah. So we,
you're into We Beefing?
I'm going to go home and I'm going to play it for the lady.
You could be like, hey.
Hey, lady.
Check out the, no, see now, Drunk, you're new to the Hamburger Helper mixtape. That's the one you got to dive into first.
Okay.
Once you get done with, Watch the Glove, then you can move on to We Beefing. You got to graduate first. You know what I'm saying, Drum?
Okay. I like it. Fuck yes. Mike, would you say that you have a pick of the week?
My pick of the week is to, guys, don't buy beer just because it's on sale. Look, I'm up for experimenting with like bold new flavors and encouraging innovation. Right. You know what I'm saying? But if like a 4-pack is like $2.50, it's probably because it sucks.
It would have been fine if it didn't have like a beer taste. It would have been more like just like a straight like wine cooler or something. It would have been okay.
I don't know. Guys, we're switching to Tuesdays, so we'll see you next Tuesday. Not Monday, Tuesday. Podcast should be unaffected, but we'll see. Thanks for hanging out, Anchor and Michelle and Jody and
Benny.
Liquid and Benny and whoever else I may have missed that listened live. Thanks. Download people, thank you also. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
My use guns out, funds out. I could have been walking instead of complaining. I could have been gaining good times.
Yes! Just saw it in chat.
That's so quality.
Liquid suggested a bit. It's actually pretty good. WFOD should have a Mike versus Mike where Mike argues with himself from old episodes. That's not bad.
That's a very, very good idea.
It's a good idea.
And I know you can find at least 10 examples minimum.
Liquid, I disagree with most of the things I say. I go back and listen to it. I say, what did I say that for? I don't believe that. Useless talking, all of that talking, all of my sinning, I could have been winning. I have to be easy, and it's a good time. I said good time. Talking about good time. Good time. I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live this and every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com, and be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. Friends of ours, you can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodicks.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can email us, Mike at WFODix, or Travis at WFODix, if you have anything to let us know about, something you liked, something you didn't. You know, whatevs. Or you could give us a call, 636-487-HAND.
either while we're live or when we're not live. You can leave us a message. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon contributors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Harry Balls Anya. If you'd like to contribute to the Patreon, it's patreon.com/WFODicks. Again, thank you very much for checking out the program. Tell a friend. Share our links on things. Yeah, great. Thanks again. Bye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.